is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We are 30 minutes from tip-off here at Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's a girls' Division 7 district championship game between Fort Loramie and Cedarville. The Redskins and the Indians, a lot of red and black here in the gym today. Fans just starting to trickle in. As I said, we're 1.5 hour away from the start of this game. The scoreboard here at Sydney High School reads 30 minutes and 9 seconds, 30 minutes and 8 seconds. Basketball coming up this morning. Scheduled start 11 this afternoon for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the game from Piqua between Rushi and Franklin Monroe. Should be a good contest. Tip-off at 3:30, on the air at 2:55 this afternoon. Rushi boys against Franklin Monroe. Then on Monday, we get a break on Sunday. No games to cover tomorrow. On Monday night, 5:30 from Northmont, the game between the Anna boys and Arcanum, on the air at 4:55 p.m. on Monday evening. That's a look ahead. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming game schedule. Fort Loramie Redskins 15-9 on the year, finished 9-3, a tie for second in the Shelby County Athletic League. Cedarville 16-8, 10-6 in its division of the Ohio Heritage Conference. These two teams not reflecting the club they were back in November and December. In the case of Fort Loramie, that's for certain. Redskins have overcome some injuries, lost Matty Shadow for the year. Otherwise, reasonably healthy is Fort Loramie, getting outstanding play from Liza Puppelman and Olivia Brandewee. Everybody else playing roles extremely well, chipping in. It's a club that's had some big victories along the way, Chuck. A fine triumph over Arcanum early in the year, but 20. Beat Lima Bath at home by 8 on January 17th. Went to the Big Walnut Classic northeast of Columbus. Stopped Indian Hill from Cincinnati 48-25. Good defenses have given the Redskins trouble. We'll check out Cedarville's D here today. It's a club that's lost 8 times. Seems on paper like a game that Fort Laramie should win. Pretty evenly matched contest. Anxious to see how this unfolds.
Well, yeah, they've got good team length watching them warm up out there. But seeing them give up 66 points against Troy Christian in their first tournament game tells me that maybe they don't play a great defense. And Laramie, this is their time of year. Carlos Siegel doesn't lose. I was asking you, and you said it was like 2015 was the last time she lost a game in this gym, right in that area.
To Rushi. It might have been the next season.
Right.
Rushi beat Fort Laramie 3 times. One of those 3 in the tournament, I think, was in the district before the regional, and that would have taken place
right
here.
Well, you throw Maddie Shadow into the mix, and she plays all year, and she's not hurt. They challenge Rushi, and they may even be better than Rushi with her. But with her going out, everybody had to adjust their roles. She had to come up with a new rotation. So it really threw things off. But they have really started to play basketball now.
You mentioned Cedarville. You talked about Fort Laramie there in the last 30 seconds or so. Redskins have played a more stringent schedule. There's no question about that. The likes of Rushi and Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League went to the MAC, did Fort Laramie, played Marion Local, St. Henry, Minster, Findlay, Liberty, Benton, and Ottawa Glandorf on the road. Wow. That's extremely tough. Thus, the Redskins in a rebuilding campaign have lost 9 times. Cedarville's been beaten 8 times by way of record, 14-8 at the end of the regular season. 2 wins in tournament play, as Chuck alluded, 68-66 over Troy Christian. And then beat Southeastern for the second time in 3 contests this year. Beat them 46-34 on the 25th of this month after beating Southeastern in the regular season on February 4th. Maria Christian is the young lady that Fort Laramie is going to have to slow down today. Christian averaging 18 points a game, 4 steals, 6.5 rebounds per contest. A 5'7 sophomore is Christian. She'll be heard from over the next 2 campaigns.
Well, yeah, 18 points a game. I mean, Laramie's going to have to know where she is. The one thing you know about Laramie is that they're going to play good defense, but they can't let anybody get off on them. Turnovers going to be a key also, like it always is. Laramie in the past had such stifling defense, full court, half court, and this year not as deep, so not able to put it on as often, but it's gotten better as the season's progressed.
And by my count, Cedarville's averaging about 20 turnovers per game.
Ooh.
That's not a good number.
No.
You can bet the Redskins' game plan is to turn over the opponent here. And how Cedarville deals with Fort Laramie's pressure will go a long way to determining the outcome of this game here today. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Laramie bearing down on 600 wins in her tenure guiding the Redskins. She has won 83% of her games. Haley Peters, head coach for the Cedarville Indians, has a current overall record of 56-40 coaching at Cedarville over a 4-year span. It's her first district final appearance. She is a middle school teacher in the Cedarville district, and her tentative starters, along with Maria Christian, about whom we've spoken, are Caitlin Reed, Audrey Shepherd, and Brooke and Brenna Adkins. The other 4, in addition to Christian, Reed averages 10 points a game. She's a 5'10 junior, a force on the inside. Brooke Adkins is at 6 per game, a 5'10 senior. Her twin sister, Brenna, a 5'10 senior at 3 per outing. And Audrey Shepherd
averages just under six. She is a 5'4 senior guard. Liza Bumpleman has been outstanding for Fort Loramie all year. Had a 31-point game against Lima Bath. She gets to the rim often against the better defenses. Has been challenged finishing. But if she does get all the way to the basket and gets a clean look inside, she can pop in 20-25 here today. No question about it. I like the support she's gotten, Chuck, over the last few weeks in Janelle Siegel, Corinne Holscher, Olivia Brandewee, capable of double digits, now at 8 points per game on the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got some inside presence with Brandewee and Holscher. You know, they got some size. They're strong girls, and they are playing their first year of varsity. Well, Corinne played a little bit last year.
Right.
But not many minutes. So this is technically their first year of varsity basketball, and they have improved and improved and improved.
And Kendall Tennery, so capable of shooting that three ball from behind the arc. We'll return with more from here at Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, District Finals, Girls Division 7, Fort Loramie Redskins, Cedarville Indians, upcoming in 25 minutes. Opening tip around the corner here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, hello, welcome back here to Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, J.D. Faust, new athletic director at Sydney, has rolled out the red carpet for us. We are opposite the scores table on the east side of the gymnasium in the very first row at a table.
Hey,
this table hangs out over the edge of the court. I can make inbounds passes for both teams, Chuck, from here.
I could score from here, Jack.
What a great perspective we've got for this game here today. Right at the center line, initial row of the seats at Sydney, a special table just for us. Francis Schulze Company and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, a key building component is defense. Both teams can play it well. We'll see who defends the leading scorer better. Liza Puppelman, averaging double digits for Fort Loramie, a little over 12 points a game. And Maria Christian, as we noted, for the Cedarville Indians, having a fine year at 18 a contest. Puppelman, a sophomore. Christian, a sophomore. Two soft leading scorers. How will the two clubs' defenses deal with Puppelman and Christian? A key building component for today's game. And it opens the doors to success for Cedarville and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. The food at Loramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. The Lenten menu is amazing. For instance, a salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids' menu at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Chuck, I love the sounds of that. The kids' menu, mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. I'll eat that all day long.
Oh, boy. I'm at the kids' table right now.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veteransplural.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. On the air with us now for over a year, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It has gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market, and we have delivered. Winners Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. I haven't tried it yet, Chuck, as this weather starts to warm up. That new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market sounds pretty good.
I love smoothies.
On the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is in place. or I should say it's been replaced by the Schaefer drive-thru. You can grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Your convenient grab-and-go options from Schaefer Market are available at the Schaefer drive-thru. Don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, on South Main in Fort Loramie. Schaefer RV Storage, also new and located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. You wonder sometimes, Chuck, how those words Fort Loramie across the warm-up jersey, across the game uniform, affect the mentality of the opponent, the psyche of the opponent. I know that I thought that happened in Fort Loramie's favor when the Redskins took on Mississinewa Valley at the Versailles MLK event on Martin Luther King Day. Mississinewa just did not play very well at all. Fort Loramie had something to do with it, but the Blackhawks were not sharp. Who knows? The two teams might meet in a regional semifinal should both win today, Fort Loramie and Mississinewa. But I think the Redskins, because of terrific tradition, have a psychological advantage.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you're right. They come out. It's Fort Loramie, for goodness sakes. They got more wins than any other girls program in the history of the state of Ohio. Why would you not be intimidated by them? It's not the best team they've ever had, but it's a good team. And they're getting better and better.
Again, this Cedarville club is coached by Haley Peters. She was a standout performer at Troy Christian High School when she played several seasons ago. And she works in a teaching capacity in the Cedar Cliff School District. It's a team that's lost a total of 8 games on the campaign. It's a club that finished in the OHC standings, upper half of the league. And it's a conference that plays pretty good girls basketball. Southeastern, a potent club this year, was beaten twice by the Cedarville Indians. Cedarville played the likes of Kenton Ridge on the road. Strong opponent at Graham. It's a team that played Springfield Shawnee to open the campaign, beat them to 14. Catholic Central's on the schedule. A loss to West Liberty Salem by 3. A loss to Legacy Christian by 7. A setback to a real good Fairbanks team by 7. Those 3 losses, West Liberty Salem, Legacy Christian, Fairbanks, nothing to be ashamed of at all. Good quality girls programs, especially this year. I happened to see Legacy Christian play against Rushi a few weeks back, Chuck. Legacy had a hard time scoring against Rushi. It's a team, Legacy Christian, that did beat Cedarville by 7 at Cedarville. So you can take note of that. I don't know what stock you put into it, but Cedarville is a team that's been scored on this year. You look down through the points given up. As Chuck noted earlier, 66 in the first tournament game, scored by Troy Christian against Cedarville. We'll see if Fort Loramie can exploit whatever weakness the Indians might have on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, the scary part of that is that they scored 68-1. So, you know, that tells you that maybe they had a bad game defensively, but they can certainly put the ball in a basket.
I think this is going to be a run-and-gun, up-and-down-the-floor type of girls game here today. I'm anxious to see it get started. We'll return with more from here at Sydney High School in a few minutes. Fort Loramie-Cedarville district championship game. Winner advancing on to a March 4th regional semifinal in Girls Division 7.
against Mississinewa or Middletown Christian. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meijer's convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meijer's Garage and Drive-Through, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays our Blue Ribbon Specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Welcome back to Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Here are your starting lineups for today's game between Fort Loramie and Cedarville. It's a girls' Division 7 district title contest. The winner advances on to the girls' D7 regional on March 4th against Mississinewa Valley or Middletown Christian. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Janelle Siegel at guard, a little over 5 points a game, 5'10 junior. She's joined by Liza Puppelman, nearly 12 a game, a 5'9 sophomore. Kendall Tennery on the outside, 5.5 points per contest, a 5'7 senior. Along the front line, Corinne Holscher, 4.5 a game, a 5'11 junior. And Olivia Brandewee, a 5'11 freshman, averaging close to 8 points a game. For Cedarville, the opening five is as follows. Maria Christian, forward, 18 points per outing, 5'7 sophomore, but far and away leading scorer for the Indians. She's backed up by Caitlin Reed, a 5'10 junior wing player, averaging 10 a game. Audrey Shepard, a guard, a senior at 5'4, 5.7 points per outing. Twins, Brooke and Brenna Atkins, each a 5'10 senior, Brooke 6 points a game, Brenna 3 points a game, Carla Siegel, head coach Fort Loramie, and Haley Peters, head coach of Cedarville. We'll have the opening tip when we come back in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, thank you so much. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style to make you smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Ann Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here we go, Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white, Cedarville, the home white. Red numerals, black trim, all set to jump center. It is Olivia Brandwee jumping against Caitlin Reed of Cedarville, and the Redskins get the ball in backcourt. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. We are at center court, just a couple 3 feet off the sideline. Just a tremendous vantage point. We've got a defensive foul on Cedarville, top of the circle in the opening 17 seconds of the game. And that's a significant personal foul, Chuck.
Well, it is, and I'll tell you what, Eliza got away with a shove off, so I was surprised by the call.
And it went against Maria Christian,
yes,
best player for Cedarville. She picked up the personal foul in the first 17 seconds of the game. And then Fort Loramie threw the ball down to Liza Puppelman, baseline right. She was hemmed in and walked. Fort Loramie full court pressure. Cedarville in backcourt. Gets the ball up and over the timeline. It's fed down in the left corner on the play to Reed. Reed throws it out on top. Handled there by Brenna Atkins. Cedarville rotates the ball around the top of the circle. Here's Audrey Shepard 25 feet out. Stepping between a couple players is Caitlin Reed.
Reed shoots it from 10 feet, short of the mark, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Siegel over the timeline, no score. We played 50 seconds. And Siegel walks 30 feet for the basket. Hesitated, wanted to throw to Puppelman, whom Janelle didn't think was free. And Janelle dragged the back foot. Good call by the referee.
Well, Coach Siegel's conversation was with Peppelman, not the Siegel that turned it over.
Two turnovers right out of the chute for Fort Loramie. Here's a good inside pass by Cedarville down low on the left. It's Caitlin Reed. Missed it from point-blank range. It hung on the rim and fell off. Rebound snagged by Brandewee. Still no score. We played a minute 20. Here's a good pass by Tennery. She hits Puppelman, diving down in the lane. She catches and scores off the backboard. Tennery on the assist. Puppelman the finish. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Against pressure, Cedarville up and over the timeline. Head of the circle, Maria Christian. Oh, she puts a couple defenders. The sophomore goes to work down the lane. Left-hand scooper, got it. Tied up at 2. Forecourt to her left, it's Fort Loramie. Siegel, 25 feet away, gives it to Puppelman. 6:10 to go, first quarter, 2 apiece. Puppelman a field goal, Christian a field goal. Two leading scorers on the two clubs get baskets to start this game. Cedarville's defense, Chuck, man-to-man.
Yeah, pretty sticky, I'll tell you.
Puppelman, 30 feet out, high right to Tennery. There's a pass toward the middle of the lane area for Holscher, broken up by Cedarville, and it goes out of bounds.
You can't throw 25-feet entry passes. It takes too long to get there.
Tennery beneath the basket. Bounce pass low on the left to Puppelman. Good defense from the backside to Christian, and she managed to deflect the ball off of Puppelman.
Three turnovers now for the Redskins.
In 2 minutes and 15 seconds, here's Christian beating the press for Cedarville. She hustles down the floor, makes a pass, angles it up ahead to Brooke Atkins. She catches, spins into the lane, fadeaway shot short. Rebound on the arc to Cedarville. It's Shepard. She overshoots a 3, and Fort Loramie snatches the board. Here's Puppelman down the floor, nearly walked, then made a bad pass. Intercepted by Shepard. Shepard to the rim, she's clobbered. Game tied at 2, not a stellar start for Fort Loramie handling the ball.
That was their fourth turnover, and they haven't played 3 minutes yet.
Couple of free throws here for Audrey Shepard, who made the pick at midcourt and barreled to the rim. Couple fouls for Shepard. She dips the knees and swishes, 3-2 in favor of Cedarville. 5:20 left, opening quarter. Shepard, a 5'4 senior guard. Cedarville starts the sophomore, Maria Christian, along with 3 seniors and a junior, Caitlin Reed. Shepard buries both foul shots. Cedarville's in front, 4-2. Pressure, Cedarville, 3-quarter court style. Ball thrown up ahead by Fort Loramie to Corinne Holscher. She gave it up, got it back. Izzy Myers checked in. 3-point land, it's Puppelman. She nails it. You can tell by the roar from the Fort Loramie crowd behind us.
That's a beautiful release.
We were looking right over the shoulder of Liza. It was on the mark all the way. 5-4, Fort Loramie. Puppelman with 5 points for the Redskins. 25 feet out, Christian's got it for Cedarville. Picked up by Puppelman. Good duel right there. Two leading scorers on the clubs guarding each other. Christian's got it, looks for Brooke Atkins. Brooke Atkins on the pick and roll, can't find her, but Maria Christian decides to line it up from three-point land and nails the bomb. We're 7-5 Cedarville on the three-pointer by Christian. She's got a 3, Puppelman a 3. Interception by Cedarville at midcourt, and Maria Christian sprints down the floor and makes a driving scooper off the window.
Well, she is as advertised in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter. She's got 7 points, getting ready to go to the free throw line.
She is a sophomore sensation, 9-5 Cedarville, 4:20 left in the first. Uncharacteristically, Fort Loramie's turned it over frequently. In the first half of the first quarter, 5 mistakes. High arching free throw by Christian is good. 10-5 in favor of Cedarville. Quickly firing a triple from the right corner is Tennery for Fort Loramie. It skids off the rim, rebounded by Christian of Cedarville. Up and over the timeline. Picked up now 25 feet away by Corinne Holscher is Christian. Ball thrown right corner to the three-point shooter, and bombing it in from distance is Caitlin Reed, second leading scorer for Cedarville on the year at 10 points a game. She wasn't guarded. She said, "I'll prove to you I can shoot," and Cedarville leads it 13-5 with 3 minutes plus left in the opening quarter on ScorersBroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Maria Christian scored 8 points already for Cedarville. Shepherd's added two free throws. A three-pointer in this game from Caitlin Reed. And Cedarville is in front, 13-5 over Fort Loramie, which gets the ball down, low post right. Nice handle on the play by the Redskins. Catching and scoring on the play for Fort Loramie is Izzy Meyer, who didn't start the game. She made a nice pivot below the basket. Here is Cedarville on the arc, little pick and roll with Christian. Reed to Christian down inside, and she's popped on the arm as she takes it to the rim, and she will shoot two. Liza Puppelman's got two. Maria Christian picked up the first foul of the game. Christian with a pair of foul shots around and out to the left. No good. 13-7 Cedarville. Puppelman will sit. A couple of changes for Fort Loramie. Having entered the game, Maya Grudich. Second free throw, Christian. One bounce on the floor. On the way. Yep. 14-7 Cedarville, which led by 8 at 13-5. Izzy Meyer with a big bucket coming in off the bench for the Redskins. Here's Fort Loramie trying to throw to Brandewee in the post. And guess what? It's stolen. Good defensive play by Lila Cook, a 5'11 freshman, in off the bench. As she snatched it away, got the steal. Here's Cedarville attacking to our right. Cook 25 feet out, hangs on. Goes on the play to Mackenzie Ankeny, who's in off the bench, a 5'7 senior. Ball tossed cross court for Christian, off her fingertips, out of bounds.
She wasn't looking for the pass because she had the layup, and I don't know why she gave the ball up.
14 points by Cedarville in the game's first 5 minutes or so. In fact, a little less than five. Did Cedarville score 14? 14-7 advantage, Indians. Here's a backdoor cut along the baseline from Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Tennery from 30 feet out on the court for Brandewee. She picked it off, went to the rim, was hacked on the arm, and gets two.
Number 22, first.
It seems like personal fouls, Chuck, are going to be a big factor before this game is said and done.
I don't know how deep Cedarville's bench is. I know Loramie's bench not incredibly deep. They can play like eight girls tops.
First free throw by Brandewee is on target. Second shot, Olivia. Yep. 14-9. Cedarville in the lead. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Token pressure backcourt by Grudich of Fort Loramie. Christian walks it up and over the timeline. Liza Puppelman out of the game right now for Fort Loramie with two fouls. Here's Christian as she takes the Fort Loramie defender down the lane, up with the left hand on the go, and it's good. Beautiful play by Christian. Ball hung on the rim, soft touch. It fell through. She flipped it in from down around her waist. Boy, she is exciting to watch. 11 points already for Christian of Cedarville. 16-9, Fort Loramie trails. Baseline left. Redskins have the ball. Nice feed from the corner of the floor by Izzy Meyer. Dealt it low in the left to Corinne Holster. She got in good shooting position and was slapped on the back. Two free throws coming for her. Six fouls already in this game. A minute 54 to go, opening period. Shot by Holster up and in. 16-9 in favor of Cedarville. Indians can put points on the board. 68 in the first tournament game registered by the Indians. And 16 points in 6 minutes here in the opening quarter in this game today. Officials have a discussion. Second free throw upcoming here for Corinne Holster of Fort Loramie. 5'11 junior, about 5 points a game.
He said, you're already over there. Just stay on that side of the floor.
Foul shot, Holster up and good. 16-11. It was once a 14-5 lead in favor of Cedarville. It's been trimmed to 5 points. Cedarville spreads the floor, barreling down the lane, driving hard to the rim is Shepard. Overshoots it, no good. Rebound of a Siegel of Fort Loramie, down to Tennery. Throws it inside for Brandewee. Poked away by Cedarville. Christian's got it. Cedarville up five. Christian stop and go move. Foul line jumper on the money. Boy, is she hot. He's dazzling the crowd here with 13 already. 18-11 in favor of Cedarville. Long three ball. Kendall Tennery hits the rim. Backboard no good. Rudich tracks down the long rebound. A minute 15 to go, opening period. 25 feet away on the right, it's Tennery. Between the rings, it's Janelle Siegel. Ball goes baseline left. Tennery back to the basket. Looks cross court, finds Siegel. Coming out to catch Prudich straight away. Tennery left flank. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. 18-11 Cedarville. Here's a pass by Siegel. Trying to spot a teammate down low on the right, it's Holster. The ball splashes off the hands, goes out of bounds.
8-1 turnovers now.
Wow. 8 floor errors by Fort Loramie in the first 7 minutes of this game. Liza Puppelman on the bench with 2 fouls. And seemingly, Cedarville making every shot it takes.
Wow. Yeah, she's terrific so far. And a weird release. Not a pretty jump shot, but she doesn't miss it.
Christian to midcourt gives it to a three-point shooter in the right corner. Long bomb pumped up there by Brooke Atkins. It's on target. It's in and out. No good. Tough break. That was down in. Two-thirds of the ball disappeared. Fort Loramie snared the board. Here's Siegel between the rings with 25 seconds to go opening quarter. 18-11 Cedarville. Siegel on the bounce outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Holster. Straight away, it's Siegel. Right wing, Tennery. Down to 9, 8, 7. Here's Holster, elbow on the right. Swings it to Siegel. Far left wing, Izzy Meyer. Shot fake, drive to the rack. It's strong, no good. Rebound popped up in the air, and the quarter closes. Good defensive stand by Cedarville to end the first. 18-11 Indians over the Redskins on scores.broadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
We return here to Sydney. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee starting the second quarter. My mistake, Lydia Garrett has been on the floor. for the Redskins toward the end of that first period. She played some good guard for Fort Loramie. As Cedarville starts the second period with the basketball. Christian top of the circle, hits a cutter. Shepherd diving into the lane, throws on the three-point arc to Caitlin Reed, who launches. It is strong. Weak side rebound chased down by Cedarville. Goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 18-11, Cedarville after one. 30 seconds into quarter number two.
I think Corinne Holster is the one that grabbed the ball and threw it out of bounds. Not sure why they had Cedarville, unless the ball bounced out of bounds before Corinne grabbed it.
The officials meet far side of the floor, trying to determine officially who did touch the ball last before it went out of bounds, and it is awarded to Fort Loramie. Lydia Garrett, who is on the floor late first quarter, not out there at the moment. Siegel back in. Still no Liza Puppelman. She might sit the rest of the half. She's got two quick fouls. Here's a long three-point bomb by Brandewee. It's in and out. No good. Tough break. Strong rebound, though. Izzy Meyer foul against Cedarville in the active shooting. Izzy crashed the boards.
Would be nice to see. I mean, Izzy had a real nice season last year for him as a junior, and now as a senior, she really, if she gets hot in the tournament, that'll help a bunch.
And she's got the highest floating free throw I think I've ever seen in boys or girls basketball. She really sends it up into space, and that one came right down through perfectly good. 18-12, Cedarville up six. Meyer again, that was even higher. Got them both. 18-13, Fort Loramie within five. Cedarville once led 14-5 in this game. Christian, top of the circle for the Indians. Nobody picks her up on the arc. She lets go a long three off the iron. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Bad pass in backcourt. Another ugly turnover. Steal by Cedarville. Redskins plagued by mistakes on the floor in this game. Approaching double digits already. On the weave out high, it is Audrey Shepherd. Shepherd 30 feet away to Brenna Atkins. Rotated left wing to Shepherd. Now to Reed. Reed pitches it near side and it goes into the seats out of bounds. 18-13 Cedarville. 6:43 left in the second. Timeout Indians. On scores. Broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Nine turnovers, Fort Loramie, two Cedarville. Indians lead 18-13, 6:42 left in the second. Maria Christian, 13 points for the Indians. She has been hot, every bit as good as billed. Ball in the right corner for Fort Loramie at Siegel. On top, Izzy Meyer. Shot fake. Sprints down the lane. Fires it off the board. Way too hard. High off the glass. Christian tracks down the rebound for the Indians. Fires left wing to Brooke Atkins. Brooke gives it up to Brenna. Brooke and Brenna, twins. Ball thrown right corner. Cedarville shoots the three ball. Yes, sir. A bomb nailed by Brooke Atkins. 5'10 senior. Woo, pretty shot. Fort Loramie down 8, 21-13. Cedarville proving other players can score in addition to Maria Christian. There's a lob pass down inside for Brandewee. Oh, a good dish on the play by the Redskins. Izzy Meyer from out high found Brandewee low on the left. She picked off the pass up around the netting and dropped it in and was fouled. 21-15, Cedarville by 6. Redskins sub Doppelman back on the floor with two fouls. Brandewee to get a free one to trim the Cedarville lead down to 5. 5:50 to go, second quarter. High scoring girls district final. Foul shot good by Brandewee. She completes the three-point play. Full court pressure by the Redskins. Cedarville's Christian has it. She steps across the timeline. Floor is spread. Here's Christian on the drive around Meyer. Left hand no good. Rebound stuck up there. Brooke Atkins no good. And then it's jammed out of bounds by Cedarville. Fort Loramie possession down five with 5:35 to go in the second. Puppelman to midcourt. High right, it goes to Siegel, back to Puppelman, cutting, driving, reverse layup, bounces off the board, the rim, no. Here is a scramble for the loose ball, finally ruled a jump.
Wow.
Indians thought they yanked the ball away from the Redskins. I think they did. It should have been play on. 5:20 to go here in the second. Puppelman is on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Siegel inbound below the rim. It's Puppelman coming in from the left flank. She dropped it, couldn't shoot. Takes it back on the arc. 5-point lead, Cedarville. 5:10 to go, second quarter. High left, it's Meyer. Picked up by Shepard. Foul line to Brandewee. Spinning, turning, leans in. Soft shot, yes. 8-footer, good move, Brandewee. 5 points in a row for Olivia. 21-18, Cedarville's lead, trimmed to three. Indians, Christian to midcourt, to Shepard, far right wing. It goes on the play to Brooke Atkins. Out high to Christian. Puppelman back on her. Christian gave it up, got it back. Swings it cross court to Shepard. Shepard goes into the top of the circle, deals to Brenna Atkins. Down to Shepard, far left corner, sloppy pass, top of the key. Ball corralled by Brenna Atkins, but stolen by Fort Loramie. And then a blocking foul in backcourt against Brenna Atkins of the Indians.
Yeah, the momentum's starting to swing.
21-18, Fort Loramie trails by three. Liza Puppelman, who's got two fouls, had been on the floor there for about 90 seconds. She's on the bench again. Midway through period number two, Cedarville up three, once led by nine at 14-5. Maria Christian's got 13 points for Cedarville. Olivia Brandewee, good game going for her. She's netted seven already for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Izzy Meyer. Very bad pass thrown to the post. Easy interception by Caitlin Reed of Cedarville. Reed in the right corner, and it's Izzy Meyer trying to fight the ball loose from Reed. It goes out of bounds. Cedarville will play it in. Fort Loramie now double digits in floor errors in this game. At this pace, Fort Loramie is going to commit 25 turnovers. Chuck, I'll believe it when I see it, but that's the pace they're on.
Yeah, and they're bad turnovers. I mean, they're just bad passes. Yep. They're travels. They're things out of position.
Unforced.
Yep.
3-point lead, Cedarville. 3:51 to go in the second quarter. Christian wants to drive, can't do it. Goes to Shepard, right corner. And she tightropes the boundary below the basket. Defensive foul, Tennery. She stuck out a knee. 3:50 left in the second. Cedarville up three. Baseline right of the rim. Mackenzie Ankeny, a 5'7 senior, will inbound the ball. Ankeny looks, gives it up deep right corner to Christian. Holding foul, Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie. Redskins have picked up a couple in the quarter. Cedarville three. 3:48 left till halftime. Cedarville nurses the three-point edge. Haven't heard from Christian in a while. Fort Loramie appears to be in some kind of a zone defense, Chuck. Maybe not.
No, they're playing bandages, really helping on the weak side.
Here's Brooke Atkins. She's out here midcourt. Hemmed in trouble. Gets the ball on the play to Brenna Atkins. Out of difficulty now. Deep left corner to Shepard. Shepard through the top of the circle, handoff to Christian. Izzy Meyer on her tightly, not letting her drive. Christian trying to force the issue. He's stopped by Meyer, 15 feet away. Ball thrown to Brooke Atkins. Long lob down inside for Christian. It is knocked away by Fort Loramie, broken up and stolen. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Fort Loramie down three with the ball. Tennery, deep left corner. Little pick and roll for Brandewee. It's a bad toss. Intercepted Cedarville, but then a walk. Indians picked off the pass, then took steps.
I'm not sure what they're looking at when they try to throw that pass. Just because it's a pick and roll, the person's got to be open.
Yeah, some blind throws by Fort Loramie into the paint, simply not working. Tennery from out of bounds. Hits a teammate low on the right. It's Brandewey. Brandewey thought about shooting, stretched the leg out, or was it Holscher? She walked. She hesitated, was guarded at the last split instant after catching the inbounds pass. A good play was unfolding, but Fort Loramie again turns it over, unforced. Christian, here's a drive, whistling her way down the right side of the lane to the rim. It is off the iron, no good. Big time scrap to the rebound, over the shoulder foul, Holscher of Fort Loramie. 21-18 Cedarville, 2:41 to go here in the second. Cedarville has not scored, Chuck, in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, they're struggling right now.
Indians once led 14-5 in this game. Had a hot start. Ball inbounded straight away to Christian. Siegel on her. Puppelman on the bench. Two fouls for Fort Loramie. Here's a pick and roll. Caitlin Reed fires a pass to Christian. She dashes to the rim in the paint. There's traffic and a body foul committed by Fort Loramie. I think it's called in the act of shooting. Redskin fans want a foul on the floor, maybe a held ball, but Christian gets two. That's a break for Cedarville. Free throw on the way, off the flange, not good. Head coach Carlos Siegel smiling across the way. She thinks, just like the Redskins fans, shouldn't have been a shooting foul, maybe a held ball situation. Christian missed the first one, here's the second. Cedarville still up three. 2:32 left, second quarter. That was way short. She does have an odd release, Chuck. You're right.
Absolutely.
She missed two free throws there badly. Maybe she's coming back down to earth after the very good beginning. Another bad pass by Fort Loramie in midcourt. Picked off by Caitlin Reed. Driving layup is good by Caitlin Reed of Cedarville. Redskins just a special basket full of turnovers in this game so far. They have plagued Fort Loramie, which is now down five. And as I say that, the Redskins' Siegel makes an errant throw near side of the floor. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie can't play much worse. Still down only five. 2:03 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
As we return to action at the 1:52 mark here in the second quarter, each team turns it over. Then the Redskins get a lead pass down the floor to Lydia Garrett, who's in, and her shot's crammed below the rim. Redskins inbound beneath the basket. It's thrown inside the arc to Garrett. Her jumper from 17, wide left. Rebound down to Cedarville. 23-18 in favor of the Indians. Cedarville having a hard time scoring in the last 3.5 minutes or so. Just one bucket. Long three-point shot. Cedarville deflected by Fort Loramie out of bounds. A minute 33 left here in the second. Cedarville 23, Fort Loramie 18. This was a 14-5 game in favor of Cedarville, Chuck, in the first 4.5 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you said their offense. They scored 5 points in the second quarter, and it's just really gotten stagnant for them.
Andre Shepherd to inbound, right of the rim for Cedarville. looks, throws out to Christian near midcourt. Meyer on her. Could have been a walk called right there. Shepherd catches, deep right corner back to Christian. Christian fires into the post area. Spinning shot by Shepherd, way off the mark. Rebound down to Fort Lauderdale. Here come the Redskins. Siegel, deep right corner, Holscher back to Siegel on top. Looks to head coach Carlos Siegel. Janelle, head of the key. Hand off to Olivia Brandewey, who comes out to catch. Right wing Tennery. Into the post, Holscher, double team. 58 seconds to go first half. 23-18 Cedarville. Scoring pace has slowed down big time. It has stalled out. Brandewey high left with the ball for Fort Loramie. Ball was on her hip. She fumbled it away. Scramble, loose ball. It's ruled a held ball. Another turnover for Loramie, and it goes to Cedarville.
Yeah, well, if you got your 5'11 freshman out on the point, and then she dribbles it off her foot, you kind of expect that as a freshman.
44 seconds to go, first half. Floor mistakes mount for the Redskins. They're still down only five. And Liza Puppelman's been on the bench much of the first half with two fouls. Dribbling through traffic on the right side of the lane, Audrey Shepherd really had no shot for Cedarville. She made one up. It was a horse shot. She knew she was going to get contact if she raised the arms and got into the delivery, and she is awarded two free throws.
Two for two from the line in the first quarter.
Cedarville by five, still five, as the foul shot is short.
Fort Loramie, you're welcome. The Jinxster.
Yep, Indians have missed the last few free ones at the stripe. Second shot, Shepherd. One, two, three, four, five bounces, and it's good. Cedarville up six, 24-18. Half minute to go, first half. Siegel walks it up and over the timeline. On a weave, it goes to Brandewey. Brandewey throws to the back cutter. Catching low on the right. Holscher scoring. 24-20. Redskins within four. First time they've been that close since the first minute of this game. 9 seconds left, first half. Christian twisting, turning into the lane. Punched away by Fort Loramie. 4 seconds to go. Siegel motoring down the floor. Running and shooting a 25-footer. No good. The official wisely waves off any foul. The contact was minimal. The first half closes. 24-20 Cedarville over Fort Loramie at the end of two on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome back to Sydney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. About 7 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Fort Loramie trails Cedarville 24-20. Could be worse. Indians jumped out 14-5. Redskins have committed 15 turnovers, the bulk of them unforced. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, we'll look at the team stats first. Loramie has a 12-9 rebounding advantage. Both teams have three offensive rebounds. The Indians turned the ball over seven times. Fort Loramie turned it 15 times, like you talked about. Both teams pretty good from the free throw line. 7 for 7 for the Loramie Redskins. And 5 of 7 because they missed three. 5 of 8 for Cedarville. Individual scoring. 13 points for Maria Christian. She scored those all in the first quarter. Then they got 5 from Caitlin Reed, 3 from Shepherd, and 3 from Brooke Atkins. They scored 18 and 6, 24 for the first half. Loramie led by Brandewey, who had a nice first half with 7. They got 5 from Poppelman, most of the second quarter, sitting on the bench with 2 fouls. They got 4 from Holscher and 4 from Meyer. They scored 11 and 9, trail at 24-20 at the half. And you're right, that 4-point lead, or the deficit, is probably the best they could have had with the way they played.
Yep, and given that Liza Poppelman sat probably in, what, 10, 11 minutes of the 16-minute first half?
Yep. She got the fouls early, and they need her. They need her to score. They need her to handle the basketball.
4-point lead, Cedarville, 24-20, third quarter upcoming. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Sydney. Fort Loramie possession, starting quarter number three, trailing by four, 24-20 to Cedarville. Liza Puppelman sat two-thirds in that first half with a couple of fouls. We start the second half with a great drive. Splendid play. Janelle Siegel blistered her way down the right side of the lane and banked it in on the run. 24-22, Cedarville up two. Closest Fort Loramie's been since the first minute and a half of the game. Indians attack to our left. It's Caitlin Reed in the right corner. Spotting up against her is Siegel. Reed works in the lane. Shovels a shot wildly toward the rim, and it's not even close. Goes out of bounds.
I'm not sure what that was, but I'll tell you, Izzy Meyer has started guarding Christian. She's got a little more strength, and she's doing a good job on her.
Siegel, top of the circle, gives it up to Liza Puppelman for three. A long fadeaway shot, strong. Weak side rebound, Redskins. Siegel, who shoots the three. Hits off to the right. Rebound on Shepard. Shepard busting out across the timeline. Leaves it right flank to teammate Caitlin Reed. Reed dribbles top of the circle, resets the attack, hands off to Christian. To Shepard. Shepard slides to the lane. Goes right corner to Brooke Adkins. She jumps and shoots a triple. It splashes off the back iron. Rebound to Puppelman. Fort Loramie down two with the ball. We played 90 seconds, third quarter. 24-22, Cedarville. Puppelman on the bounce. Outside the arc on the right to Izzy Meyer. Straightaway Siegel. Like the movement right now, the Fort Loramie offense. Turning the corner, Brandewey down the right side of the lane. Blocking foul in the act of shooting.
Olivia, nice take to the basket that time.
She has performed well in this contest.
Yep.
Olivia Brandewee with 7 points, toes the stripe, couple of free ones. It's on the way. It spins in and out. No good.
Awfully good Fort Loramie bloodline in that Brandewee group coming through playing basketball for Fort Loramie.
Oh, I should say so. Mostly girls, a lot of boys as well. Brandewee toes the stripe again and drains the foul shot. And it's 24-23. She missed the first, made the second. Redskins within one. Nearly 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Shepherd, top of the circle, hits a teammate on a back cut. It is caught low on the right by Cedarville's Caitlin Reed. She exploded to the rim, was hammered in the act of shooting. That's a play, Chuck, that Cedarville runs frequently. Izzy Meyer picked up foul number two. Puppelman for Fort Loramie's got two. Liza's got to play well and hard in the second half without getting a third. Substitution, Meyer out, Tennery in. First free throw by Caitlin Reed was right on the button. Second shot is spot on as well. 26-23, Cedarville up three, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. District final winner advances on to a March 4th regional semi. Oh, a great backdoor play. Siegel finds a cutter sprinting to the rim. It's Corinne Holscher who caught it on the dead run, and she banked it home. Cedarville's lead is just one. Long three-pointer, but Christian is off the front iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cedarville on the back. Momentum began to change. We felt it late in the second quarter. Redskins trying to sustain the charge here at the beginning of the second half.
Just got to make sure they don't turn the ball over.
15 floor errors, Fort Loramie in the first half. Oh, they're going down inside to Brandewee. A good dish to her. Fine defense on the play by Brooke Adkins of Cedarville to knock the ball loose. Set it down the floor to Christian. Christian speeding to the rim. Shovel shot on the way to the cup is good.
Boy, she got there quick.
Maria Christian, 15 points. Boy, she was shot out of a cannon as she zipped down the floor, made a hard-nosed driving layup, survived some contact. 28-25 Cedarville. Indians bust up the play on defense down to a right. Fort Loramie throws in, trailing by three. 5:21 to go, third quarter. Tennery fires into the paint. Izzy Meyer turns, spins around, shovels it, left hand, off the window, no. Rebound Cedarville. Christian's got the ball in her hands. She may take it to the rim. She pulls up at the foul line and gives it up to Brenna Adkins. Left wing Shepherd for a triple. Oh, my gosh. She banked it in. Audrey Shepherd from 24 feet. Kissed that one in off the window.
I think the backboard got in the way that time and made the shot go in.
I think so, too. 6-point lead, Cedarville, 31-25. Indians have led by as many as nine, 14-5. Low post left, Meyer tried to hand the ball off in traffic. No chance. Cedarville to midcourt, taken away by Izzy. Couple of turnovers, one each way. Siegel between the rings to Puppelman. She scored just five. She's got to get going. Holding foul away from the action against Cedarville. Three team fouls on the Indians here in the third quarter. 4:26 to go. Cedarville up six after the banked-in trifecta from Shepherd. Far side of the floor, Tennery pitching inbounds. Deep left corner, handled by Brandewee. Trying to post up Meyer on top to Puppelman. Christian guarding Liza. Liza on the bounce, stops her dribble. Siegel comes out to catch. Siegel 25 feet away, goes to Puppelman. Can't forge her way into the lane. Goes to Tennery. There's a high pass to the post intended for Brandewee. The ball soars beyond her and goes out of bounds. Redskins ball handling has been very poor, to say the least. 6-point lead, Cedarville, 31-25, 4:04 to go, third quarter. Head coach Carlos Siegel continues to sub. Lydia Garrett back on the floor for Tennery. As Carla tries to find the right combination. Christian wanted to turn the corner, couldn't. Gave it to Caitlin Reed on the arc. Reed 30 feet away, spots a teammate inside. It's Brenna Atkins. It's spoiled on the play by Brandewey, who slaps it out of bounds. Alert defense by her. 3:48 left, third quarter. Cedarville by six. Inbounding left to the rim, Mackenzie Ankeny, a 5'7 senior. Finds a teammate open, baseline right. Short corner jumper, Caitlin Reed, shy of the mark. Rebound to Puppelman. She sprints down the floor. Bounce pass low on the right to Meyer. Shot blocked. It's ruled a jump. Good call by the official. Arrow Cedarville. Yep. Meyer had it. Had the ball stopped as she started to go up to shoot. Cedarville player had two mitts on it. The official ruled properly. Held ball. Arrow Indians up six. 3:37 to go. Third quarter. Redskins got it to one. Couldn't get it tied. Couldn't take the lead. Midcourt Christian. She's got 15 points for the Indians. Now ball right corner Reed. Short corner Christian doesn't shoot.
Now they've gone 3-2 zone.
Yep. Zone defense for Lorman. Ankeny outside the arc. Gives it up to Christian. Left corner Reed. She jacks up the three ball. High off the rim, way up in the air. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Knocked away by Cedarville. The Redskins get it back. Puppelman breaks down the floor. Throws right corner to Garrett. Bounce pass into the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Missed by Fort Loramie. Rebound punched out by Cedarville. Possession Redskins below the rim. They're down six. 2:57 left here in the third. Ball thrown in foul line. Holscher on the arc. Garrett. 25 feet away, Puppelman. Near side of the floor to Holscher. Coming out to catch. Left flank is Brandewey. Back to Puppelman. Christian on her. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie down six. Cross court pass. It goes to Holscher. Elbow on the left. Misses the jumper. Good offensive rebound. Puppelman, who spins and scoops and scores. 31-27. Cedarville by four. 2:23 left in the third. Christian outside the arc to Mackenzie Ankeny. She fires a bullet down low on the right for Christian. She missed her. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins. And a timeout is called. 2:16 to go in the third. 31-27 Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Cedarville leads Fort Loramie by four. It's getting late, 2:16 to go, third quarter. Full court pressure applied to Cedarville. Siegel in backcourt, comes up the right side, right in front of us. Goes to Meyer midcourt, forecourt right, Puppelman. Cross-court pass low on the left to Brandewey. It's bobbled. She stepped on the end line. Another turnover for Loramie. The game has been riddled by Redskins mistakes. Cedarville with possession up four. 2 minutes left, third period. Maria Christian over the timeline. Zone defense for Loramie. Outside the arc on the right, it's Caitlin Reed. Goes baseline to a teammate who throws right to Siegel, who picks it off. To Puppelman. Puppelman strides over center court. 30 feet away on the right. Hands to Siegel, top of the circle. Siegel looks down inside. Throws low on the right block to Holscher. In the corner, Siegel. Outside to Corinne. to Buppelman, who bobbles the pass. Christian picks it up, swipes it, dribbles 60 feet, and scores. What a play, Maria Christian. Here is Fort Loramie attacking Siegel on the dead run. She barges in from the right wing. Indians thought it was a charge. Official says, no, it's a block. Two free throws coming for Fort Loramie Siegel. Redskins down six, 33-27. Boy, the explosion down the floor from Maria Christian is something else, Chuck.
You know, she stole that at midcourt, and she was three steps ahead of Poplin, who is a pretty quick girl when she shot the layup.
Foul shot, Besiegel is in, 33-28. Fort Loramie down five, 78 seconds to go, third quarter. Second free throw here for Janelle. The official bounces it to her. Two dribbles. Foul shots in the air. And she pops it in. 33-29. A pair at the stripe for Siegel.
She's got a four-point quarter going.
Four-point lead, Cedarville. Christian to midcourt. She's got 17 for the Indians. Nobody guards her. She says, I'll shoot a three. Swish! 27-footer, Maria Christian. The lead for Cedarville is seven. Baseline right, Fort Loramie counters. Jump shot, Corinne Holscher. Yes, Holscher from 15.
She's improved since the last time I saw her.
36-31, Fort Loramie trails by five. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Christian between the rings. Coming out to catch is Allie Ankeny. Cedarville spreads the floor. Christian against Buppelman. Foul line, dumps it right wing to Shepard. Shepard chucks up the three, off the flange. Long rebound to Meyer for Fort Loramie. 26 ticks to go in the third. Fort Loramie down five. Left wing Holscher goes to Meyer. Out high to Buppelman. She swings it near side, still behind the arc. 15 ticks on the clock. Now to Meyer, 30 feet away. Siegel throws to the post, off the fingertips of Brandewey, picked up by Buppelman. Twisting and turning, foul in the act of shooting is Liza. 6.4 left in the third. Buppelman gets two here at the stripe.
Good hard-nosed play by her that time. She took a wallop and still got the ball up on the rim.
Couple of big free throws for Liza. And she shoots it too hard. We hit the back brace. 6.4 left, third quarter. Second free throw, Liza. One bounce. A second, a third. It is strong again. Long rebound, though, to Holscher. Shot fake, running one-hander. Banked, no. Rebound kicked into the corner. 2 seconds left. Meyer down inside to Brandewey. Shot good! It counts! She beat the buzzer. And the Cedarville bench says no. Cedarville bench says that it had to be late. Count it. Two-pointer Brandewey. And the officials now are talking about it.
Oh, it was definitely good.
Scoreboard reads 36-33. Cedarville at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, the officials count the shot by Brandewey. It definitely beat the buzzer. Cedarville thought otherwise. 36-33, Cedarville up three. We start the fourth. Cedarville came into the game as a team that had averaged every bit of 20 turnovers per contest on the year. But Fort Loramie has made a slew of mistakes in this game. But the Redskins are still somehow within three. 36-33, Maria Christian has put together a stellar performance for Cedarville. She's got 20 on the morning. I think it's still before noon.
It is. No.
opening seconds, fourth quarter of the game. Redskins down three. Top of the circle with the ball at Siegel. Whips it right side to Brandewee. Brandewee has sparkled in this contest for Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch is Meyer. Straight on, it is Siegel. Man-to-man defense, Indians. Baseline right, Holcher. Flips it back 30 feet away to Siegel. Foul line to Brandewee. Puts it on the deck, goes to work. Drives down the left side of the lane against Britt Atkins. It is rimming around and coming off. No good. Tough break. Brandewee almost got it to go. Brooke Atkins, 5'10 senior, leaped up, latched onto the rebound, threw it down the floor to Christian. Out high to Shepard. Shepard blitzes down the right side of the lane to the rim. Strong on the shot. Puppelman picks up foul number three. 7:09 left in the fourth. Cedarville hangs on to the lead. Fort Loramie got within one briefly in that third period. 51 seconds gone here in the fourth. Two free throws, Shepard. Shots in the air, front rim, off to the right. Missed it. Foul shooting so important. It's going to be critical down the stretch. Shepard again in the air, way short. Didn't have enough oomph on that. Missed a pair. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Meyer to Puppelman. Hooking foul backcourt. Brooke Atkins of Cedarville. A foul apiece here in the fourth. 7:05 to go. 36-33 Cedarville. Indians jumped out 14-5 in this game. Fort Loramie's never led. 9-point advantage was the biggest in this contest. Four court, it is Fort Loramie. Holcher out high, gives to Puppelman. Floor is opened up for her. She starts to drive, doesn't take it to the rack. Instead, throws it out back to Siegel. Outside the arc on the left to Meyer. 3-point lead, Cedarville. We played a minute 20 in the fourth. Baseline right, Brandewee. Shot fake, hits Meyer low on the left. Four-footer, shy of the mark, no good. Pressure defense, Cedarville. Loose ball on the rebound, rolling, scores table, sideline, save before Loramie, but the Redskins are out of bounds.
Slid out of bounds. Boy, Meyer had a good shot that time, just couldn't get it up over the rim.
6:33 left in the fourth. 36-33 Cedarville. Ball thrown inbounds to Christian. Christian gallops, top of the circle, down the lane. The flyer is no good. Loose ball rebound, and eventually a tie-up occurs. Three Redskins and Christian held ball. Cedarville possession. 6:24 to go here in the fourth. Cedarville clings to a 36-33 lead. Way this game started out, we thought we might see 50 to 60 points scored, but the defenses have taken hold and a lot of turnovers. Inbounds pass, left corner, wide open Christian, in and out on the three ball. Stick back, missed by Brenna Atkins. Ball in the right corner. It's on the floor. It's not a held ball. It's a foul. Fort Loramie on top of an Indian player.
That was a good call. You can't jump on to tie him up. Most officials let him do it, but that was a good call.
It sure was. 6:16 to go in the game. Fort Loramie trails by three. Ball inbounded to Christian, far right wing. Outside the arc on the left is Shepard. Shepard gives it back to Christian. 25 feet away. Goes to the post. Low on the left to Lila Cook. A 5'11 frost. She doesn't shoot. Out high to Caitlin Reed. Cedarville spreads the floor a little bit. Up by three. 36-33 with 5:50 left. Christian straight on. Comes back near side to Brenna Atkins. Over to Shepard. Shepard's pass deflected by Puppelman. Ball knocked into backcourt. Christian tracks it down for Cedarville. 5:35 to go. Christian long heave. Deep left corner to Brenna Atkins. Back to Christian, head of the key. Into the paint area. Fort Loramie almost knocks it loose. Christian spins, takes a 17-footer short. Rebound punched out of bounds. Far corner off Cedarville. Fort Loramie possession after Cedarville wasted away the better part of a minute.
Yeah, Christian got a good look that time for about 8 feet, just couldn't drop it.
36-33, Cedarville up three. Substitutions galore both sides. Brandewee had been out for Fort Loramie. She comes back in. briefly on the floor for the Redskins had been Meg Kemper, a 5'9 sophomore.
She's had a couple of nice rebounds, done a good job defensively when she was out there.
Here is Puppelman against Christian. Open floor. Christian shuts her off. Ball given up on the play to Siegel. To Tenery, left flank. Three-point shot in the air, short. Clanged off the rim. Long rebound. Brenna Atkins.
That's Kendall's first real look at the basket today.
Cedarville has checked her very tightly. Ball weaved on the play to Shepard. Shepard, a runner down the lane, hit the backboard, flared off the iron to Puppelman, and sprinting down the floor, leaking the other direction, Tenery for Fort Loramie. Caught it low on the left, missed the gimme. Scramble for the loose ball, rebound, and it's touched last by Cedarville. Goes over the end line. Redskins, golden opportunity there, could not convert as Tenery got out in front of the pack. Inbounds pass, low on the right to Izzy Meyer, and she's belted from the backside while shooting. 36-33 Cedarville. 4:47 left, fourth quarter. Izzy Meyer, who floats this high-arching free throw, is at the stripe for two. It's way up in the air, and it dips in, dips out.
The only thing wrong with shooting it that high is that when it touches the rim, there's a good chance it's not going to drop.
Plus, the higher you shoot it, the more the wind can affect it.
Oh, sure. Look at that. Blew him right in right there.
Second free throw, Izzy Meyer, is perfect. 36-34, Cedarville by two. 4:42 to go in the game. Here's Caitlin Reed between the rings. Reed to the foul line, back to the bucket. Tries to find a teammate on the baseline right. It's an errant pass. It goes into the hands of Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie, and she's tripped up from the rear. Three team fouls on Cedarville, two on Fort Loramie. We're going to see the two-shot situation eventually, and free throws down the stretch are going to help decide this game. Puppelman midcourt, airmails it up the floor to Brandewee, and it's batted away out of bounds. Christian spoiled what would have been a layup for Brandewee.
That was a good look by Holscher. It just was about an inch too short.
4:25 left in the fourth. Cedarville up two. Ball thrown to Puppelman on the arc. He has been held in check. Only 7 points. Outside the arc on the left, it's Tenery. Overshoots the three. Weak side rebound by Brandewee. Tries to feed Holscher. And it is deflected out of bounds by Cedarville, and the officials converge. We may get a change call. It was ruled initially Fort Loramie possession, and it stays with the Redskins. 36-34 Cedarville, 4:15 left in this game. Tenery tries to find the diving Puppelman in the lane, throws it. It's smacked by Cedarville from the backside. Izzy Meyer tried to catch it, and she was pushed.
That was a good call.
Not a shooting foul. Second leading score on the year for Cedarville. Caitlin Reed now has four personals. She's out. She sits down. Coming back into the game is Mackenzie Ankeny. Good inbounds play. Fine delivery low on the right to Puppelman. Oh, she couldn't get it to go. It hung on the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Shooting foul. It's called against Cedarville below the basket. Redskins keep whacking away at that goal. Can't get this game tied. It's still 36-34.
Well, that's five team fouls now, so Loramie will be shooting free throws, and this is a good girl to be at the line.
Puppelman's got a pair. She was hammered in the act of shooting. She missed it. A little heavy on the shot. We're stuck at 36-34 Cedarville with 4:10 to go in the fourth. The winner advances on to a regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler, March 4th at 7:30. Second shot good by Puckelman, 36-35. Cedarville up one. Christian down the floor, delivers right corner. It goes to Brooke Atkins. Out high left to Brenna Atkins. Launching a three is Brenna. Off to the left, no. Rebound left corner, traced down by Puckelman. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Big possession upcoming. Puppelman was in trouble in the corner. Redskins will have it when we return. Down one with 3:51 to go in the fourth on scores broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, here we go. Final 351. Fort Loramie trailing by 8 points, 36-35. Redskins cut it to one in the third quarter. Couldn't get it tied or take the lead. Pumpleman, right wing. Ball passed out inside for Brandewee. Oh, it was shaken loose out of her hands. Loose ball. Cedarville gobbles it up. And the Indians get a timeout. Another turnover. Fort Loramie, which has in excess of 20, pushing 25 in this game. 3:37 left in the fourth. Cedarville up a point on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Indians basketball leading by one. We near the 3.5 minute mark in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls in Cedarville, two on Fort Loramie. Indians straight away. Reed, pick and roll. Down inside, Christian. Layup, got it. Well done. Constructed play after the timeout. Siegel down the floor in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Dumps it low on the right to Meyer. Meyer leans in, puts up a seven-footer. It's dancing on the iron, no good. Weak side rebound, Pumpleman for two. 38-37, Cedarville by one. 3 minutes left in this game. Christian, top of the circle, Cedarville. Staggers into traffic, fouled by Pumpleman. It's Common, four on Liza.
That's not good.
Pumpleman's got four for Fort Loramie. Caitlin Reed's got four for Cedarville. They're both on the court at this time. Baseline right of the rim. Cedarville inbounding up one. Indians fire it in to Brenna Atkins, head of the key. Far left flank to Shepherd. Out near midcourt. Dealt to Brooke Atkins. Back to Brenna. Here's Christian, 30 feet out. Fort Loramie zoning. Here is a fake to the left, but Christian on the arc goes right. Airmails across court to teammate Caitlin Reed. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Cedarville in the lead by one, 38-37. Between circles is Christian. Picked up by Meyer. Screen set by Shepherd. Christian still in the bounce. Goes cross court to Brooke Atkins. Down to 2:20 left in this game. Brooke Atkins on the dribble. Tries to hit a player cutting along the baseline. It's spoiled by Fort Loramie. Loose ball picked up. Caitlin Reed jumps from 15. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins a chance to tie or take the lead. 2:04 left. Cedarville with an empty possession up one. And now the Redskins have an opportunity. On the arc, it's Meyer. Meyer baseline drive against Reed. She's shut off in the paint. Goes out high to Pumpleman. 1:48 to go. 15,000 Cedarville. Liza 40 feet out. Goes to the right wing to Holscher. On top to Siegel. Behind the arc on the left, it's Brandewee. Brandewee through the head of the key. Hangs on. Back near side to Meyer. 90 seconds to go in the game. Cedarville 38, Fort Loramie 37. Here's the ball given to Holscher, 25 feet away. Head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 1:25 left in the fourth. Cedarville still up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Thanks so much to Frisch's, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Still going strong, never left, as popular as ever. Oh, the iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake. Don't forget Frisch's Breakfast Bar in Sydney. Open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 p.m. on weekends, till 9 weeknights. Fort Loramie, after the timeout, has the ball top of the circle. There's a tip pass thrown by Puppelman into the post, and Cedarville intercepts. 70 seconds to go in the game. Cedarville up one with the ball. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie. Ball thrown deep right corner to Aubrey Shepherd. Back out high to Brooke Atkins, and a push by Fort Loramie with 101 to go. Now, wouldn't you know it, Chuck, a big possession for Loramie, and what's plagued the Redskins the entire day? Floor mistakes. They pop up again. Big turnover, yep, with a chance to tie or take the lead. Cedarville inbounds to midcourt. It's Christian. Christian bear hugs the ball tightly, and Izzy Meyer wraps her up. Team foul 5 on Fort Loramie. 2 free throws. Maria Christian, 59.5 to go in the game. Christian with a game-high 22 points. Toes the stripe. A pair of free throws coming. 38-37 Cedarville. Shot by Christian is perfect. 39-37. Cedarville in the lead by 2. Second free throw here by Christian. One bounce. High-arching shot. Bullseye. She's got a pair. Cedarville up 3. 40-37. Fort Loramie may need 2 possessions to get the lead. Redskins have never been in front. Siegel, top of the circle, splits a couple defenders. Drive down the right side of the lane. Looked like she might have been fouled. No call. Loose ball, rebound, tie-up. Redskins keep it.
Great hustle by Izzy Meyer that time.
And Meyer kept that possession alive.
Absolutely.
After the missed shot by Siegel, 45.8 to go. 40-37 Cedarville. Inbounding below the rim to the left is Tennery. Tennery fires to Puppelman, cutting down the lane, puts up a 6-footer. She's whacked on the arm. Couple of shots for Puppelman with 43.7 to go, and Fort Loramie trailing with 3. Team foul situation, both clubs over the limit. 2 free throws from here on out. Final 43.7 as Puppelman cannot connect at the stripe. It's too strong. Head coach Carlos Siegel will get a timeout. 3-point lead, Cedarville, 43.7 left, as we were saying a moment ago. Frisch is in Sydney, still going strong, more popular than ever. How about that great dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken, pot pie, and more? What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney and going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. We'll take a break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Welcome back here to Sydney High School. It's a thriller going right down to the wire. Fort Loramie trailing with 3 points, 40-37. Cedarville led by as many as nine in the first period, 14-5. Redskins cut it to one in the third, cut it to one here in the fourth about 90 seconds ago. Then Maria Christian buried two free throws for Cedarville to push the edge back out to three. And with 43.7 left here in the fourth, Liza Puppelman was fouled on a shot in fairly close. And her first free throw was missed. The timeout was called. And now she's got a second opportunity to cut it to two. Swish, she's got it. 40-38, Cedarville by a bucket. Substitution, Siegel in for Tennery. Full court pressure. Nine players in backcourt. Inbounding is Christian. Looking into Shepherd. Back to Christian. Christian in backcourt. Gives it to Brenna Atkins. And then slicing up the floor is Christian. She receives the pass and is fouled. Well done by Cedarville to get the ball back to Christian.
Absolutely.
To shoot free throws.
Yeah, they Loramie fouled the wrong girl.
39.6 left in the fourth. 40-38 Cedarville. Two free throws here would make it a two-possession game. Shot by Christian up and away. It's curling around and out. No good. She missed the first. Second free throw, Maria Christian. He's got somewhat of an unusual release. Puts a little extra spin on the ball, but connects here. 41-38 Cedarville. 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. Puppelman to Meyer. Meyer left corner, drives into the lane, running one-hander, off to the right, but a foul against Cedarville. Fort Loramie crowd was hoping that shot might go in. There was clearly contact. Izzy Meyer now shoots two foul shots with 30.1 to go, and Cedarville up three, 41-38. Free throw by Izzy is no good. Too much mustard on that one. Three-point game, 41-38. Second shot, Izzy Meyer dips the knees. High-arching floater, switch. 41-39, Cedarville up two. With the ball in backcourt, it's Christian. And Christian is fouled 90 feet from the basket. She was delivering the ball up the right side to a teammate. That might have been the player to go after. Let that pass go, then commit the foul. Instead, you foul a second early. Christian back to the line
right.
Again.
And then she's missed a couple, but she's solid.
Free throw by Maria Christian is spot on.
26 points.
26 for Christian. She has 26 of Cedarville's 42, and the Indians lead 42-39. Christian averaging 18 points per game coming in. She's got eight more than that. She has been terrific. Three-point lead stays at three. Shot's no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, 25 seconds to go. Puppelman down the floor for Meyer, broken up out of bounds off Cedarville. Cedarville 42, Fort Loramie 39. 20.5 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie is out of timeouts. Inbounding the ball, Tennery fires right corner, handled by Holscher. Into the post to Meyer. On the arc to Holscher. Jumping, shooting for three. In and out, no good. Rebound Meyer back to Holscher again. Strong, no. Rebound Christian. Christian for Cedarville. Clock running. 6-5-4. Foul. Fort Loramie. Cedarville's Christian will toe the stripe to put this game away. Fort Loramie Redskins had chances in the final seconds, could not convert.
Holscher had two real good looks at it, and both of them were on the rim, just couldn't drop them.
Maria Christian at the stripe for Cedarville, eyes the bucket, way short, tension mounts, 42-39 Cedarville, 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, second free throw for Maria Christian coming, 26 points in the game for her. She missed it, in and out. Fort Loramie a chance to tie. Up to Tennery. Tennery from midcourt lets it go from 45. Short, no good. Cedarville knocks off Fort Loramie, 42-39. Indians led from start to finish. Once up 9, Fort Laramie couldn't catch them. Close it to 1 twice. Once in the third, once in the fourth. And behind 26 from Maria Christian, Cedarville defeats Fort Laramie, which committed far too many turnovers today against the Indians. Better than 15 turnovers in the first half for Fort Laramie. Just empty possession after empty possession. Cedarville started the game very strong, scoring 14 points in the first 6 minutes of action, and then staved off Fort Laramie down the stretch. Final tally, 42-39. Cedarville advances on to a regional semifinal next week at Vidalia Butler against the winner of Middletown Christian, Mississinewa Valley. 42-39 Indians over the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Hello again. Welcome back to Sidney High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Runners-up district medals being awarded to the Fort Laramie Redskins. who are beaten here today in a district championship game by Cedarville, 42-39. And Fort Lorimer just did not handle the ball well enough. Played much better second half than in the first, but not well enough after getting down by 9 in early stages of this game. Congrats to Cedarville. The Indians advance on to a regional semifinal March 4th, 7:30 at Vandalia Butler against either Mississinewa Valley or Middletown Christian. First game on that evening. There will no doubt pit the Rushi Raiders against a Central District representative. Maria Christian, 26 today for Cedarville. She was great. She paved the way early, enabled Cedarville to get that surge in the first several minutes of the game and mount that 9-point lead. And then Fort Loramie, after getting the deficit down to 1 twice, once in the third, once in the fourth, just could not convert on chances to tie the game up or take the lead. Had a couple of jump shots in the waning 10-12 seconds of the fourth quarter from behind the arc to knot up the score, but could not get it done, and Cedarville is victorious by 3 points. Fort Loramie Redskins, in the way of seniors, graduate Izzy Meyer off his squad, and Kendall Tennery just 2. A host of letter winners and experience return next year for the Fort Loramie Redskins. As I mentioned, they graduate just 2 off this 2025-26 team. And the seniors again, Izzy Meyer and Kendall Tennery. Thanks so much to those two young ladies for their contributions to the program. They both played extremely hard here today. And now the district championship honors being awarded to the Cedarville Indians, who win today over Fort Loramie by 3 points, 42-39. We'll return with scoring and make our Sourbugs Awards when we come back. 3-point win Cedarville, knocking off Fort Loramie, 42-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, fourth year head coach Haley Peters at Cedarville makes her first appearance in a district final, a winning one, defeating Fort Loramie by 342-39. Congratulations, Coach Peters and the Cedarville Indians. It is on to a regional tournament. March 4th, 7:30 at Vidalia Butler against Mississinewa Valley or Middletown Christian. Redskins are denied a district title here today. Just did not play well enough to win this contest. It was, for all intents and purposes, Chuck, decided in the first couple of quarters.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled off that 14-5 lead, so they had a great start to the game, got excitement for them, and Laramie battled back, but they just couldn't get over the hump. And in a game like this, if they would have found a way to get a lead in the fourth quarter, I think things would have turned out differently. But give Cedarville the credit, and my goodness, Christian was a monster today.
Yeah, Maria the Monster Christian.
We'll give her that. I'm gonna sell her that domain.
Now, she did miss some free throws down the stretch, or this final deficit
for last three,
for Fort Loramie would have been maybe as many as five or six.
Yep.
She did miss critical foul shots in the waning moment of this game, but nonetheless, she handled the ball, got to the stripe, made sure she was the one that got fouled, and what a burst of speed she's got down the floor. She made some terrific driving layups. Really good player. And she'll be the best performer on the court in that regional semifinal for Cedarville against Middletown Christian or Mississinewa Valley.
Yeah, well, Mississinewa Valley will probably have the player of the year in the state, but she won't be very good, just like the one last year wasn't very good. 31-18 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 10-4 on the offensive boards. They cut the turnovers down the second half. They turned it 21 total times. 15 in the first half, 13 for Cedarville. Cedarville was 11 of 21 from the free throw line, and Laramie was 14 of 21 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Maria Christian, she had the 26, then it drops down 7 for Caitlin Reed, 6 for Aubrey Shepherd, and 3 for Brooke Atkins. And my Sour Mugs player of the game, obviously, is Maria Christian on the Cedarville side. For Fort Loramie, they were led in scoring by Liza Poppelman. She had to sit quite a bit in the first half. Still ended up with 11. They got 10 from Brandewee, 8 from Holscher, 6 from Meyer, and 4 from Siegel. You get Shadow back. You've got the makings of a really good basketball team next year. But I'm going to go with Olivia Brandewee as my Sour Mugs player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs in Piqua, located in the Social and the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Cedarville knocks out Fort Loramie by 3-42-39, the final tally, as Cedarville advances on in the tournament trail, now 17-8 on the year. We'll meet Mississinewa Valley or Middletown Christian March 4th, 7:30 at Vandalia Butler. That's a game that will follow the Rushi, we anticipate, the Rushi Regional Semifinal Contest. And we'll probably broadcast that doubleheader.
Sure.
Because should Rushi win that semifinal, they'll play the winner of the second game in the Regional Championship Contest. Fox Supply, a sponsor on Scores Broadcast, We're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies, and we contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for over 20 years. Through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Fort Laramie Redskins bowing out of the tournament here today. It was certainly a rebuilding process throughout 25-26. Yep, inexperienced, but overcoming injuries, players not available to compete because of nagging injuries. In the case of Matty Shadow, it was
ACL,
an out for the season type of injury. Fort Laramie will come back better, deeper, healthier, improved next year for the 26-27 campaign, and that real tough, heavy road schedule this year, which featured contests away from home against Versailles, Minster, Liberty Benton, Ottawa Glandorf, will reverse itself next campaign, and Fort Laramie will have more home games than away games, and that should suit the Redskins and head coach Carlos Siegel just fine in 26-27.
You like playing on that home court, that's for sure.
Keep in mind now, this afternoon, we are at Piqua. We've got what could be a very good boys Division 7 district contest for you between Franklin Monroe and Rushi. Raiders against FM. Tip-off 3:30, on the air at 2:55 or so this afternoon. Rushi boys in action. Coach Lindbergh's team takes to the court against FM. On paper, looks like a pretty even contest. A toss-up. I give Rushi the edge by a couple, three possessions, but you got to play it on the court, and that'll happen this afternoon. We'll have that action for you later on today. Stay tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. As we speak, we're updating our schedule of coverage. Monday night, we are at Northmont. Anna Boys swing into action against Arcanum. Tip at 5:30, on the air at 4:55. Heavy slate of games next week, including girls regional action. There's a doubleheader night at Piqua coming up next week, boys play. So keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to our online listeners here today for this district championship girls game in D7 between Cedarville and Fort Laramie. One to the Indians, but three. Thanks to you who joined us. Thanks to Chuck McVee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks to J.D. Faust, athletic director at Sydney. He rolled out the red carpet. Chuck, best perspective for a high school game we have ever had broadcasting in 21 years at scoresbroadcast.com. I could reach out and just about steal the basketball.
Yeah, well, this is a great venue and a great spot, and really appreciate it. We haven't been here for a while because neither one of us can climb up in that crow's nest. And the previous administration just really didn't want to do anything for us down here, so we appreciate it very much.
Yep, mid-court perspective right on the floor across from the scores desk, facing both benches. J.D. Faust, athletic director at Sydney, as I said, rolled out the red carpet. Join us this afternoon at 2:55 for Franklin Monroe Rushi on Scores Broadcast. Final score once again, Cedarville 42, Fort Laramie 39. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Sydney High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCalle very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.